Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Next, we have our assessment maintenance plan agreement 2024 through 2025, file number 24-012AS for assessor. I would please ask that the commission refer to, I guess it would be second page in behind the letter from our attorney, and refer to line number 5 on that. Should be
then if the commission signs it, did the auditor, when you look through these, how would that affect the county to, like, where she's agreed that they're saying that for what she does, I'm just, that's my simple way of putting it, that she'd have 19 employees for 2025, where she says she has.
There's an estimator program that says that she is needing 19 employees for 2024 and 19 employees for 2025. Mm-hmm. All forecast and work are dependent on staffing and funding.
Where is the assessor? Maybe we should.
Well, that's what I was looking for and seeing if we had. They was looking.
Good morning, Commission. I would like to bring forth attention to the last page, which includes the numbers for the preliminary budget summary. I was requested to look over this and be present for this meeting. One thing that I looked was a lot of these numbers did not match what was approved for the 2023 budget, nor for the request that was presented to me before that was due September 1st of this year. A few numbers stood out. The total for the approved 2023 is $3,000 off.
Well, real quick, sorry. So what you're saying is the information put in here was not accurate information from our priorly approved budget and our currently approved budget?
Correct.
So we just need to go through and say, hey, change these to what is actually approved, and we can move on?
Correct. I discussed this with the assessor, and she stated that these are not numbers that was put in by her. It was put in by the state commission, and she has no way of adjusting these. She presented the numbers directly from our budget books, and these are not matching. So I believe that these need to be brought up to the person that developed these before moving forward. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, I think it needs to be accurate information, not just what the...
Another thing that was presented in discussion with the assessor is she said that she was sent new documents for pages 12 through 15, which was different from the ones that I believe you guys have in your packet. And I don't know if she...
This says final updated.
Yeah, we do have new papers.
Did you get the new ones? Did you get the new ones? Okay.
Yep. The only thing I reviewed in this was the final page, which was the preliminary budget summary and the numbers there as presented. Okay. So.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but did the assessor not did we not give the assessor what she said she needed in our budget meetings as far as the amount of employees? And
she is on her way.
Okay. Well, but I'm asking.
I believe those numbers are calculated based off of the parcel and presentation of this. It's not necessarily what she is demanding or requesting. So it is more of a calculation base of what is the amount per parcel, not saying. And in her first part that she, the first letter that she put in that packet, it states at the very bottom that she is able.
We have Ms. Chapman here, so.
Can I sit next to you?
Yeah.
So, just walked in. We have Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman. Mrs. Chapman, we're going over the assessment maintenance plan agreement for the 2024 through 2025. So that's what we're trying to answer some questions about with our auditor. And moving forward, David, would you readdress the last page number 17?
I've addressed that with...
With Susan, okay. With the assessor?
Yes.
Sorry, Mrs. Chapman.
Ms. Chapman, yeah. And... She was now aware of that, and then also she discussed. They were asking about the Commissioner Wyatt was discussing or asking about the 19 individuals. So was Commissioner Williams. What was your question again?
I think we answered it. I was just making sure that we're. I think it was discussed about, especially on this back page.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers just need to accurately reflect what was requested and approved, not what these are. And so according to auditor, this isn't what was requested or approved.
Can I explain what they're doing?
Please.
Okay. As you know, we get audited by the State Tax Commission on a monthly basis. They show up, they want their forms filled out. And on this form, they actually tell me what they want on it. I keep separate records showing how much work we do, like personal property. I know how many phone calls we get. I know how many people come to the window. That's kind of how I assess what I need for employees. And I, as you know, have decided 3 is plenty, as long as they all come to work. They sent their person in. I was told what to put on here. I'm not comfortable signing for something that I didn't feel was correct, which you'll notice on my letter on page 1, number 6 says, all forecasts and work are dependent on staffing and funding. That keeps us from being responsible for these.
Mm-hmm.
So when those numbers came up showing 18 to 19 employees, I wasn't sure why this was coming out this way, but that was what they wanted. And then, strangely enough, on Tuesday of last week, the rep came and he said, we need you to change these numbers. And then he told me what numbers they want in there. And he says, I need these to look to be 13 to 14 employees. And I'm like, what do you mean? So I changed what they wanted. But again, I've got the letter that gets us out of the whole thing, because I don't like this whole thing that they're doing. And then also what I told David, and I asked the guy, I said, now I should give this to the commission because we've changed pages 12 through 15. And he said it's really not necessary. So that tells me this report really doesn't do much.
But it tells me that the report's swayed by one person's input.
I'd like to know the name of the person now that comes. Who comes now?
We have a new person named Andy. His real name is Terry Clayton. Anyway, on page 17, I will tell you, because the numbers don't look right to me, and as you know, I am not an accountant. My father was, but I'm not. And so I asked David Clark to go through, because our approved numbers for 2023, those are all put in by the State Tax Commission. I fill out the form. I send them back the Excel spreadsheet, and they fill in 17. So each year, I send them my approved budget from you guys, exactly like you send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I send it to them. They put these numbers here. I couldn't figure out how they got them. That's why I asked David to look at them, and he gave me a whole different set. And so again, on that same Tuesday, I said to my guy who came in from State Tax Commission, I said, shouldn't we change these numbers on this, on page 17 for the approved from 23? Because my auditor went over it and they came out to different numbers. You guys know, just leave it where it's at. And so they were happy. We have appeased State Tax Commission. We're not responsible because, again, I wrote that on that letter that we are not responsible for whatever they're saying that we're going to do. And I just keep running my office to get the job done.
Well, I don't know that by stating all forecasts and work are dependent on staffing and funding, I don't know that that covers, because then they can come back and say, well, then give them more funding and give them more employees. So I think we need
to... Well, I didn't, I didn't know at the time. Like I said, I go with what I have. I don't seem to have control over my budget. You guys all go over that also. And so, again, all I can do is the job itself. I send my appraisers out to the property with what I have. I have my personal property people fill out or input all the forms that are done. We are doing very well in personal property, I feel. They are keeping up, and we have not been late. I know previous assessors had to have people work on Saturday. I don't. So, you know, for the personal property side. So I think, you know, we're keeping in line. But this whole maintenance plan, it's just...
Well, I'm not willing to approve this at all, especially according to the letter from our attorney that states that the budget summary page on page 17 is accurate. We know it's not accurate, so...
Well, and I gave David...
I don't know if we need to reach out to Mr. Clayton and say, hey, we're not going to sign it unless we have proper numbers in there, or if we just put proper numbers in there and then sign it.
Right, because...
But yeah, something needs to change before I'm willing to do anything.
This one has...
So, Brandon, I gave David the name of the person.
It's thrown back at us later.
Yep, this has to be signed by all three of us.
I'm not signing it.
Right. Yeah,
and
no,
also, and the auditor signs it and so forth. That's the reason I'd ask. Oh, you don't?
This doesn't financial obligation for the fund, to my knowledge.
Okay. On the back of it, it had your name. The reason I said that, David. It had you and the clerk both signing on it.
In referencing to the document, I don't see it having any financial obligation to the county.
You just don't want to sign it.
I don't understand the reason.
No, he would be signing it.
Well, he's never signed it in the past.
But his name is on it.
Maybe not.
Sorry. I brought it to their attention.
So you guys just added that. And so the key here is I got the auditor involved and told him what's going on. As you know, I always tell you guys the truth, however it comes out. But again, I'm wary of signing anything for the state tax commission that's going to get us in trouble. So I make sure that I have something that covers us, and that's what I felt would cover us. And in the same place, I gave David the name of the person. His name is Dan Rowe, who apparently puts the numbers into this page 17 from the state tax commission side based on what I gave him, which is exactly what you guys give me for my approved budget. And I've given them the 2024, and the requested is just anything I feel like. I mean, that's what they said, just anything.
I hate to put you on the spot.
No, go ahead.
I'd like to ask our auditor, how much goes into the assessment from the State Tax Commission a year? Do you know? Can you give me an idea? Just
from
vaguely.
The State Tax Commission
state tax
last
commission.
Year, it was $162,327. This year is roughly the same amount.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit extra, a little bit more, close to 163.
Say 163,000.
Do we need to have somebody refill this out with accurate information, and we can approve it?
Before I would like to sign it, yeah, I would like the information that Susan submitted to be on the...
So we need to table it until we get correct information. But how long is it going to take?
What is the timeline when this has to be? Is it February 28th?
I think so. Because last year, this came out late, if you remember. And then there's like a deadline where you can't do anything. And so that's not good either. And so I made sure that you know, they said I didn't have to give you the copies of what I changed in there, but I did. You can't sign something if you don't have the original what it is. So again, the pages 12 through 15 are what changed.
If we sign something, vote on it and sign it, it will be copies made of it, the actual with our signatures on what we signed at that time, and that will be kept in the county clerk's office and in our office for what we signed. So if anything has changed after anything, that will be not part of the document that we've signed.